Schweitzer, We Need to Know Why Foreign Money Went to the Bidens. By Jeff Poor on January 30, 2023. During Sunday's broadcast of FNC's The Next Revolution, Breitbart News senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute's Peter Schweitzer argued for further analysis of President Joe Biden and his family's financial relationship with China. Host Steve Hilton asked Schweitzer what investigators in a Republican-led House of Representatives should focus on, to which Schweitzer said China. I would focus primarily on China because this is truly frightening, and I don't say that lightly, he said. We know based on the laptop, the emails, the U.S. Treasury Department's suspicious activity report reports that have been released that the Bidens have received some $31 million from Chinese entities. When you look at the businessmen that made that happen, that made those deals happen, Steve, all of them have links to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence, a gentleman. Schweitzer cited a number of documented transactions Hunter Biden had with those involved in Chinese government. The bottom line is all the money that Hunter Biden and the Biden family received out of China came from individuals with ties to the highest level of Chinese intelligence. And there's no discernible business service that Hunter Biden performed for any of that money. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris' investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.